This is the slide number 11, where we are talking about the fallen angels in prison, those in Tartarus.
我们现在是在讲天使的征战的这个 PPT 的第11页。那这边特别提到呢，这些堕落的天使啊，他们被送去了地心的一个区域叫 Tartarus。
Okay. Now remember that the angels themselves can be divided into two main categories. So that's the elect angels and the fallen angels.
那我们之前提过，就是天使它可以被分成两类，一类呢就是被神所拣选的，另外一类是堕落的天使。
Okay, and the elect angels are those that are not going to go to the lake of fire. They are the ones that decided to not rebel against God.
那些所谓被拣选的天使呢，就是他们决定呢，他们要顺服于神，所以他们不会被送到火湖里。
And the fallen angels, of course, are those that are condemned to the lake of fire.
而那些堕落天使呢，就是他们已经被判决要会被放到火湖里。
And they should already be in the lake of fire, but you remember Satan or Lucifer, he appealed and God offered up the appeal trial.
本来这些堕落天使都应该要被送去火湖里被烧死的，但是因为撒旦他决定要申诉。
Okay, and God, he offered the trial. He said, okay, let's have an appeal trial. That's God offering grace to Satan.
然后呢，上帝呢也给了撒旦一个恩典，说好啊，我们就让你可以申诉。
One of the key verses for that is Matthew 25:41.
这个呢，在马太福音25:41里面特别有讲到这件事。
Because it tells us that the lake of fire has already been prepared for Satan and the fallen angels.
在这个经句里面告诉我们说，火湖已经被准备好了，所以呢，撒旦跟堕落天使本来就应该要送到火湖里的。
But Satan is not there yet, so you have to ask the question, well, if God has already judged Satan, then why is he not yet in the lake of fire?
你也许就会问啦，既然神都已经判决了撒旦跟这些堕落天使应该送到火湖里，为什么他们还没去呢？
And why has human history been going on for thousands and thousands of years?
而为什么人类的历史已经持续的好几千年？
And we still have a long time to go in terms of human history.
而且人类的历史也还不会结束哦，还有一阵子要往下走。
Remember that the end of human history is always at least 1,007 years away.
人类的历史不管怎么样，就算是今天我们被提了，它都还有1,007年才会到结束。
Okay, and again, it's because we don't know how much time up to the rapture, but when the rapture happens, 7 years of tribulation, 1,000 years of the millennium, 1,007 years until the end of human history.
这个说法就是因为假设今天现在被提的事情发生了这一刻，那就会有7年的大灾难期以及1,000年的千禧年，所以总共还会有1,007年。
Okay, so, you know, global warming or the coronavirus or economic collapse is not going to stop that from happening. You know, the world is still going to go on for at least 1,007 years.
所以呢，不管有任何恐怖事件发生在地球上，包括这个新冠状病毒等等的，不论如何，这个都不可能让人类的历史现在就结束。
Not many things, good things come out of a coronavirus, but one thing I have noticed is that the environmentalists have gone very quiet. In the news is all about the coronavirus, then there's no more news about global warming or, you know, that girl Greta Thunberg from Denmark. Yeah. That's yesterday's news now. We have a break from the greenies, from the environmentalists.
而有趣的事情呢，就是现在所有的新闻一天到晚在讲冠状病毒的各种新闻，那那些所谓的环保人士的声音完全不见了。
Yeah, because now these people aren't worried about the oceans rising and the polar bears dying. They're worried about us all getting the coronavirus, I guess.
已经没有人在担心这个海平线越来越高，温度越来越怎么样，就所有的环保人士在谈的事情，现在没有人在担心了，只担心会不会得了冠状肺炎。
Okay, but yeah, we don't have anything to worry about because we know God is in control.
但我们却不需要有任何的担心，因为我们知道上帝是在管控这个环境的。
Anyway, so getting back to the angels, you have the angels in the two categories.
所以呢，回到讲天使呢，它分成两类的天使，就是堕落天使跟这些被拣选的天使。
Okay, and within the fallen angels, you have another two main categories, which is the angels who have already been put into a prison, and those fallen angels which are still operating around us.
那即使是堕落天使，还有再分成两类哦。一类呢，就是已经被关在地底的监狱里的这些堕落天使，还有一些呢是有一些堕落天使还在我们四周。
Okay, and I'll just bring up on the next slide. I think we're screen sharing, aren't we, at the moment? Okay, so you have the fallen angels still in operation.
这些还在运作的堕落天使就称之为恶魔。
Yeah, these are called the demons, and there's a few verses there you can see.
这边有好几段经句你都可以去查看一下。
And Paul mentions about their doctrine. So they actually have doctrines themselves, and these are false teachings. See, their doctrines are mentioned in 1 Timothy 4:1, their doctrines of demons.
同时呢，我们这一章上面有讲说，如果有一些错误的教导的话呢，也被称之为是一个恶魔。
And Paul uses the word doctrines there because it can be very sophisticated.
为什么是要讲说是经句的教导哈？因为这可能是非常非常精致的教诲。
If you do a study, for example, I studied Buddhism quite deeply at one stage, and I've studied a bit about the Muslim religion, and their doctrines can be very complex, just like when we study from the Bible.
像 Kim 说，他也曾经很认真的花很多的学习在这个佛教的经典上。那也学过一些穆斯林的，所以他们的教导其实都非常非常的复杂，所以你会觉得，这些教导说不定也是很有真理的。
There's a very popular trend in the West, and I notice it's in Taiwan. I don't know how long for, but that of doing yoga. It's a very big trend these days.
而且呢，比如说像瑜伽的这教导，也是在台湾也是有非常非常深远的一个教育的影响力。
Okay, and there's certain types of yoga, like the physical yoga, and it can be very good for keeping you flexible, and it's just good for your general well-being, your health.
像这些所谓肢体瑜伽的学习，其实你如果操练的话，也许真的是对你的身体非常好的。
But the problem is that these yoga teachers, you know, once you start to learn with their courses, then they'll say, well, actually, you know, there's a deeper sense to this yoga, and, you know, about the breathing, and then you're attaching the physical side to your soul, and that's when you're getting into demonism.
但是呢，其实这些瑜伽老师在教你的时候，他教的越深。你就越来越会学习到一些比如说这个呼吸法呀等等的哈，这些东西其实越来越会跟你的魂之间的关系有关了。
I might have mentioned in the past that before I became a Christian, I was studying with an Indian yogi at one stage, a very famous yogi in India.
那 Ting 他自己变成基督徒之前，他曾经花了很多时间去跟非常有名的印度的瑜伽大师在学习。
And I'd even signed up for courses, and they had it was a set curriculum. And they were set, in those days they didn't have internet, this was a bit before the internet, but they would send out booklets from their main headquarters, which was then in San Francisco.
那他们学习的时候呢，他还加入了一个非常严肃的学习的课程的学生哦，他们会固定会收到从旧金山，就是这个瑜伽大师他的这个总部，定期会寄一套一套的书来给他们。
Yeah, and in those teachings, there was a lot of yoga techniques which have been around for thousands of years via the Hindu religion.
而且这些印度瑜伽的教义内容其实是都已经数千年的历史了。
Yeah, very deep, very sophisticated teaching of yoga.
然后非常非常深刻精致的教导这个印度瑜伽的一些理念。
Now, these are the doctrines of demons that Paul is talking about in 1 Timothy 4:1.
所以呢，这些呢都是像保罗在讲的这个提摩太前书的4:1里面提到的这种错误的教导，就是魔鬼的教导。
But these doctrines aren't just related to religion or what we call false religion. And when you're talking about demonic doctrines or doctrines of demons, it's not just about religions.
这些所谓的错误的恶魔的教导啊，它都不只是宗教性的。
Because, for example, all kinds of human thought and philosophy is also covered under these doctrines of demons.
而是很多的人类的一些思想 哲学其实它都是跟这些魔鬼的教导是有关的。
You talk about the old Greek philosophers. You had people like Socrates and Plato, for example. These people were, and Aristotle, they mixed up science as well with different kinds of thinking. Psychology, you know, these things, if anything is against the Bible, then that's going to be demonic.
像很多希腊的哲学家呢，他们很厉害的是把一些科学，然后思考，甚至心理学都结合起来。然后这种教导其实都是非常非常恐怖的，因为只要任何的这种思维它是跟我们的圣经有违背的时候，它其实就已经是一个进入魔鬼的教导了。
I mentioned about just now like Plato and Socrates and Archimedes, that's sort of more of a Western philosophy, but in the East you have people like Confucius and others. I'm not really familiar with the names, but there's a whole lot of very famous philosophers.
嗯，他刚讲了好几个西方的这些大的学者，包括东方的像孔子啊、孟子这些，他们都是些有哲学思维的人，他们其实在教导的东西都可能是保罗在讲的。
Now a lot of these people were just men, and I guess there'd be some woman somewhere, but just men seeking for truth. They were trying to work out the answers to life.
这些所谓大的思想家，他们都是在以人的角色去想办法去理解人生的真正的意义。
Okay, and philosophy is a little bit different from religion because, again, when you look at all the major religions, there's going to be some kind of angelic involvement. And I've given examples how you have angelic appearances at the beginning of every main religion and throughout these religions. Like, you know, whether it's the Quran or even in Buddhism and Hinduism, there's big talk of these stories about angels or spirits occurring.
对于哲学家们这种思想家哲学家们他们所谈的东西当然跟那些宗教学者宗教家很不一样，因为宗教家在谈的时候都会讲到这些天使啊这种灵啊神啊这些事情，当然是跟哲学家谈的方法不一样。
Whereas philosophy tends to relate more to thinking, psychology, behavior and society, that kind of thing.
因为哲学家谈的是比较多的是想法心理学甚至这个社会学的这些人的一些行为。
But a lot of philosophy actually interferes with the plan of God.
但是很多哲学家他们的一些想法其实会去影响到上帝给我们的计划。
And it distracts people from God's grace plan by just saying, well, you just need to be good and you need to behave in society and then you can be happy.
因为他们的想法会影响到上帝他的恩典的计划。这些哲学家会说你只要好好的做一个好人对社会没有坏处的话你就 OK 了。
These men were just seeking for truth, but Satan can pick up on these ideas and he promotes them in the devil's world.
而这些所谓的哲学家等等的他们有提出了从人的观点的一些想法，然后呢其实就会被撒旦利用咯，他就会很努力的让这些人的想法被更多人接受。
Satan has a lot of influence.
因为撒旦非常具有影响力。
And it's like different social movements, you know, doctrines about, for example, whether it's socialism or communism or feminism, these kind of ideas, homosexuality, homosexual marriages, these concepts are what we call antithesis, means opposite to the Bible.
这些所谓的思想家们就造成了很多的社会运动。好，这里面包括共产主义的想法，这个女性主义的想法，同性恋的这种想法等等，哈，这种都是被称之为它是反上帝思维跟计划的。
Okay, but the fact is that through the law of freedom, these things are allowed to happen. Even God allows these things to happen in the world.
而但是因为呢，我们上帝是给我们这个自由的。所以在这个自由上帝的管理的原则下他是让我们可以有这些选择的。
And these things are promoted and spread around the world, they say propagated in the world by a very powerful organization.
但这些反上帝的一些言论跟想法呢就被各种大大很有影响力的机构在宣传着。
And that is Satan's organization.
这种所谓的大型机构有力量的机构就是撒旦他在用的机构。
even Jesus Christ and Paul the Apostle have made the statement that Satan is the ruler of this world.
甚至耶稣和他的门徒们就讲了，这个世界其实是由撒旦在管理的。
And yeah, this world is Satan's cosmic system. We say cosmic system, that's from the Greek word cosmos, which means the world. It's Satan's world.
所以在希腊文里面就说，这个世界是撒旦的世界。
And you can't fight against these things. We can't fight against, you know, if there's a world trend, whether it's, like I mentioned, feminism or homosexuality, or, you know, talking about these different world religions taking over the world. You can't fight these things.
所以我们其实无法真正去对抗所谓的女性主义啊，或者是同性恋主义。
Yeah, occasionally you have a vote. For example, the government might be kind enough to say, okay, we have a referendum. Do you want gay marriage in your society or not? Then you have a chance to vote.
甚至政府可能会说，诶，我们有一些公投的议题，让你可以去投票说能不能接受同性恋婚姻。
But as it proves in Taiwan, even that didn't work. You know, people said we don't want gay marriage and you end up with gay marriage.
那就像台湾，即使人民公投了，说我们不要同性恋婚姻了，可是政府还是一样让同性恋婚姻成立了。
Okay. But yeah, you can use your rights of freedom. You can teach your children.
但是你可以教导你的孩子。
And if you have discussions with people, and if they're willing to listen, you can explain the biblical viewpoint.
然后你也可以在跟朋友的讨论中，将所谓圣经的一些观点介绍出来。
But if you're trying to stop homosexuality by going out on the streets and maybe protesting or beating up gay people, that's not going to help.
但是如果你在街上要去用这个抗议啊等等的方式去要对抗同性恋的一个议题的话，这可能反而没有用。
It was, I think about this time last year, where in New Zealand, they had a man, he went in with a gun and he shot up a whole lot of Muslims in a mosque.
诶，在去年有一位仁兄拿着枪到穆斯林的教会去杀死了很多穆斯林。
I think his idea, he hated Muslim, the Muslim religion. Maybe he was trying to stop Islam in the world.
也许这个人他只是觉得说他真的很恨穆斯林，而且他想要把伊斯兰的这个世界做一些损坏。
All he did was create a lot of sympathy for the Muslims, and now the government is, we say, bowing down.To the Muslims in New Zealand, so the Muslims now even have more of an influence than before.
这个事情发生在纽西兰，就这个人他去杀了，去跑去这个穆斯林的教会，结果呢，反而让上这个政府更要保护穆斯林的教会，所以穆斯林反而在纽西兰的势力更庞大。
Yeah, immediately after that event, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, she was wearing this hijab thing, and she was hugging the Muslims and giving them special holidays and things like this.
而这个纽西兰的这个总理甚至还穿穆斯林衣服还去抱穆斯林等等就是让穆斯林的 整体的社会形象跟地位都升高了。
Yeah, and actually this man that did those things, he wasn't a Christian, but you know, his idea was he was trying to change Satan's plan, I guess.
这个人这个拿着枪去杀穆斯林的人他显然应该是不是一个基督徒哈但他其实是想要把撒旦的计划给毁坏。
But you know, Satan could use that opportunity to promote his religion, which is Islam, in the world even more.
而撒旦呢，反而利用了这个机会，他来更是宣传了，更是提升了穆斯林。
Okay, anyway, so yeah, let's just look at some examples of false doctrines as mentioned in 1 Timothy 4:1.
好，这就是一些例子啦。在谈提摩太前书的四章一节里面说的错误的教导。
Okay, where and Paul actually uses the word the doctrines of demons.
然后他甚至把这个说法，保罗把它说成这叫做魔鬼的教导。
Okay, now I want to get started. We've only got a few minutes left. I want to talk about what's called the angelic infiltration.
好，我们今天要谈的是堕落天使的。Infiltration.
Angelic infiltration, which means the attack of angels, fallen angels. Infiltration means like to invade. Yeah, they're invading world society or invading the human race.
就是天使的渗透。
See, what's happened is that from the beginning of human history, remember in the garden, Adam and Eve were promised that from the offspring, from their offspring would come the Savior.
好，就是因为在还记得吗？在伊甸园的时候，上帝有讲说，未来的救赎会来自于他们的后代。
Satan knows very well about this plan.
就是会从亚当夏娃的后代里面会有救赎者。那所以撒旦是非常清楚，人类将会有救赎者从他们的后代出生。
So he's going to do everything he can to stop this from happening.
所以撒旦会想尽方法要灭绝人类的后代。出现救赎者的计划。
And the first thing he does is once Adam and Eve have their children, he inspires Cain to kill Abel.
所以他第一件事情撒旦做的就是呢，亚当夏娃的孩子生了两个儿子，撒旦就引诱老大去杀了老二。
So right from the beginning, he's using violence to try to achieve his will.
所以撒旦从一开始就用了暴力啊来解决这个问题。
Now, later on, what's going to happen is that Satan is going to get this idea that if he can somehow infiltrate into the human line, meaning the human genetics, now here we're talking about the flesh, the human genetics, then there's not going to be a pure man, pure human person left in the world.
之后呢，撒旦呢，他就想办法要渗透人类的基因。好，让人类呢不再有真正纯种的人类。
Because the Savior has to come from the line of Adam and Eve.
因为真正的救赎者，可以拯救者，是要从亚当跟夏娃所出生的他们的下面的纯人类的后代。
It has to be a human.
必须是百分之百的人类才行。
Okay. So this is why you're going to have this idea that Satan gets into his mind that if he can infiltrate, meaning have his demons,have intercourse with the woman, and then they're going to have these half babies that they're no longer humans.
所以他的做法就是呢，撒旦的做法呢，就是要让这些堕落天使、这些恶魔跟人类好交配，让他们生出来只有一半人一半恶魔的这种小孩。
Excuse me a sec. Oh, actually, what we should do, okay, before we get into the study about Genesis 6,I want you to read Genesis chapter 6 for your homework, actually, so we'll be ready for it on Tuesday.
好，请大家呢，在今天下课后呢，一定要读这个创世纪的第六章。Okay. 那我们在礼拜二的时候才可以继续更清楚的讲解这个第六章。
Okay, and I'll skip over a little bit to explain what happened to the angels that were involved in that angelic infiltration.
我们现在谈一下天使如何去渗透。人类的基因。
Okay, because what did happen to the angels in the end, and this is getting back to we have the angels who are in prison and the angels who are not in prison. The angels who are in prison are there because of what happened in Genesis chapter 6, meaning the flood.
我们刚刚讲到说天使分成两，就是堕落天使后来还有两类，一类是被关到了地底下的监牢里的，一类就是现在还在我们四周在影响我们的那些堕落天使。那之所以会有一群堕落天使已经被关在地牢里，就是因为这些人来试着要来渗透人类的基因的那一些，他们其实是犯法了，所以被关在地底的监牢里。
Okay, and because I actually need to explain, we've had a couple of questions relating to what happens to the angels and to people when they die in regards to Hades and the construction of Hades.
好，这个里面有还蛮复杂的故事要讲，最重要就是要提到说在我们地心里面的这个的建造也是跟这一群为了这一群堕落天使而建造的。
Okay, and we've only got about 5 minutes left, so, or maybe 10 minutes, So, in the time that we've got left today, I'll finish off the subject or review as well about Hades and the compartments of Hades.
所以我们现在来讲一下整个地心里面的状态。